Mamie Kettle, we are at the beginning of this platform at the Martin Luther King Center. Meeting the candidates.
So it's very important that you get it, and it's very, and the reason why I brought this up about the funds to get their records fund, it also helped them be able to go vote. So candidates, if y'all know somebody, please send them our way. And that's going to be at the Apple Center, October 28th. And also on that day, we have a Medicaid workshop. We have a specialist to come down and talk about Medicaid. What's going on? There's flyers on the table, kind of give you some insight. But she's going to be there. So anybody that has not been getting their proper Medicaid payments and stuff done, are being denied, that's the time we need, because they're doing documentaries and going to take all of this information and take it to the legislature. Y'all know we can't do nothing unless we take it to the legislature. So that's what they're doing. So it's going to be a very important event on behalf of the NAACP. And all of you, I thank all of the candidates for coming. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot to me, because your voice will be able to let the people in the community know exactly what you're planning on doing. And like Mr. Trey said, and plus we can be able to hold your feet to the fire. So at this time, I'm going to introduce our moderator, Mrs. Ella Taplin. She's already prepped. She got her questions. She's going to give you the instructions. And I, again, thank all of you guys for coming out tonight.
And this is the beginning. I'm Tom Superman on Superman Radio 1. This is the voice of Etta Taplin.
We're here for an important task, and I'm not going to prolong, so I'm going to get started with the instructions. Candidates, to you, each of you will be given 2 minutes to make a brief introduction of who you are, the position you're seeking, and the bullet points from your platform. After the inductions of candidates of each of your positions, we will ask 2 or 3 questions. You will come to the stage, so you will be front and center, and you will be given the opportunity to answer the questions within the same time frame. If a rebuttal is needed, you will get 30 seconds to do the rebuttal. But everybody will be given the same amount of time. We have a timekeeper. You will be also tolling 30 seconds. You're 30 seconds in, and when you have 15 seconds, and when time is up, I don't play with time now. I'll let you know up front. When time is up, time is up. That doesn't mean you keep talking, because just because you keep talking doesn't mean I'm going to let you keep talking. Okay? We're just being clear. Also, audience, you should receive a card if you have a question, because this is not an open forum, full forum. So if you have a question, we have some note cards that you can write your questions on. Raise your hand if you need a note card. Everybody taking their card, because you don't know what's going to spark your interest, okay? Because we hope to have some invigorating questions that will intrigue you to ask more questions. Once you bring the questions down, raise your hand in the air, and someone will pick up the card and bring it to me, and we will go from there. I'll ask that you refrain from any outbursts or chattering amongst yourself to give everyone the opportunity to hear the response from our candidates. At the end of the round, of each round of candidates, you will be given a closing remark of 1 minute. I might go to 2 depending on if we get how many more candidates come in. And then the timekeeper will tell you when you are down to your 15 seconds. Are there any questions from the audience, any questions from the candidates as far as the rules are concerned? Okay. So now, the first thing we will do, we will start with our opening statements. As I said, please, you will have 2 minutes. We are in no order. When you stand, you will give your name, the position you're running from, and a brief synopsis of your platform. Okay? So if we have any other candidates before I get started, you need to move to this side of the room.
The candidates get
participation. Yeah, they're not going to ask one of the other candidates.
So we will start with you, Miss Brittany.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Brenda Denise Robinson, and I'm running for the office of circuit clerk. And I have served you all for the last 20 years or more as a deputy circuit clerk. And I want to continue to serve you with dignity, integrity, and honesty that I have given each and every one, regardless of their zip code. And I want to continue the upstanding services. We implemented cross training so customers wouldn't have to wait as long. We're going to continue to show ourselves as a, how do I want to say this? Y'all excuse me. We want to show ourselves as the friendly, welcome, and open door where people can feel that they can come in and talk to us, where we can explain and educate our people, because a lot of them don't know what our office do and how we pertain to clerk of court, voter registrations, youth court, county court, passports. There's a lot of things that our office provide for individuals, but I myself want that opportunity to stand up, serve you as your next circuit clerk with dignity and respect for all.
Brenda Robinson. Natalie McLahan.
I am running for Pike County Circuit Clerk. I have served the community, the citizens of Pike County, as an educator at Southwest Mississippi Community College for the last 22 years, as an educator for the last 24 years. And I'm the director there. I'm the library director at the college. And I run an office. The circuit clerk's office is primarily an office, where you run a staff, a budget. There are many things similar. No one binds materials anymore in big books like libraries and courthouses. So there are many similarities. I have a master's degree, and I have a certification as an HR professional. So I know how to hire and manage a staff. A lot of people do not know what the circuit clerk's office does, and that is absolutely true. I will say that the circuit clerk's office, you mostly have them send you jury summonses. That's what people know, marriage licenses and passports. I think those can be streamlined to save the community members time, save you a trip to the courthouse, or even sometimes a telephone call, and make those things go a little faster for you. They also take care of a lot of legal filings. Those are things that the public may not know how that affects them. But if the filing is missed or there's a mistake, then it could have legal ramifications. A criminal could walk free, a murder could walk free. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Evan, to give me the hook. But I am here so that you can know who I am and I get to meet you. Thank you. I'd like the opportunity to serve you, and I'm going to be asking for your vote.
Hello, my name is Angela Gardner Washington, and I am your candidate for Pike County Tax Collector. I have served you guys from within the Pike County Tax Offices as a deputy tax assessor for the past 8 years with professionalism and equally, both professional and equally. My goals in the office are to continue along with the system that is currently in place, but to strengthen also our communication within the community. There's information that's readily available within the tax offices that sometimes we miss it, even though it's written on the back of the tax statements. It's available online. You can come into the office, it's written there on the walls. Some people, actually, myself included, will miss this information, resulting in frustrations many times when you come and you're not understanding the processes that are there in place. The tax collector's office is responsible for collecting all five levels or of the ad valorem taxes, which include your property tax, your real property taxes, motor vehicles, mobile homes, business personal property, and utilities. So we're tasked with making, you know, collecting those taxes when you come into the offices. I vowed a long time time ago never to get involved with politics. Never say never, right? Because yet, here I stand before you. The reason I'm here before you is because I realize the importance of someone with experience stepping up and stepping into the seat of leadership, and also someone who has a compassionate heart and a listening ear there to continue to serve the people, the taxpayers of Pike County.
How's everybody doing? I'm sorry. My name is Brendan Adams, and I am running to be your next district attorney. I have been at the DA's office now for about 18 years. October 1st actually made 18 years for me. I'm from Brookhaven. I'm a lifelong resident of Brookhaven. Don't hold that completely against me. I married a beautiful girl from Summit, so I've been adopted into the Pike County family as well. My children are here a lot. My in-laws still live here. I have been prosecuting for 18 years. I've handled just about every type of case you can imagine. Drugs, kidnapping, bank robbery, even capital murder. I want to see our community a safer place. People ask me all the time, why are you running for district attorney? Why do you want this headache? I have three beautiful, feral, wild as they come children that I'm raising in Brookhaven. I have Paxton that's 10, I have Lily that turned 9 yesterday, and I have Stella that's 5 years old. They're our future. Your children, your grandchildren, that's our future. I want to make our community a safer place for all of them. My administration will be based on two words, justice and accountability. You break the law, you're held accountable for your actions. Now, does that mean you go to the penitentiary? No. Not everybody needs to go to penitentiary. We have what they call alternative sentencing. We have drug courts. We have probation. We have house arrest. But everyone must be held accountable. If you're not held accountable, you don't learn. And justice. I will seek justice for the victims of crimes. I will seek justice for those that can't seek justice for themselves. My name is Brendan Adams, and I'd love to sit down and meet with all of you, let you know a little bit more about myself. Thank you for being here, and thank y'all for hosting.
Good evening again. I am Jackie Robinson, and tonight I'm here on behalf of the Robert Bradford Senior Committee to elect Robert Bradford for your next Commissioner of Agriculture for Mississippi. So, just to give you, and also Mr. Bradford cannot be here because he's at another engagement. And to give you an overview of some of the things from the Ag Office, they oversee agriculture and forestry museums, the State Fair, the Farmers Market, Agriculture and Livestock Theft Bureau, the Board of Animal Health, the Bureau of Regulatory Services, and the Bureau of Plant Industry. But his credentials and his ag plan is located on the cards that are outside on the table as you come into the door. So again, I want to apologize for Mr. Bradford not being able to be here because of another engagement. He asked me to ask you to vote for him if you want a better ag office. And you all have a good evening. I will not be taking questions.
Let's give all my round on. That's okay. We're going to do what we do best and make sure we get the information out to everyone tonight that will hopefully help you make a good sound choice in your process when you go to the poll on November 7th. So we're going to start with, I guess, Sunday Clark. So we'll ask the ladies from the Sunday Clark to come and take the stage. Do you guys need mics? Okay. Well, we have one more to come in, so before we do the second question, I'm going to see Mr. Rashad, since you walked in, that's okay. Go on and introduce yourself. Okay, so you're going to have 2 minutes to do that. I'll tell you what you're doing. You're introducing yourself, you're telling the position you're running for, and a brief summary of your platform. 2 minutes. And we have a record keeper, so she will let you know when you get to.
Who's the record keeper?
Yes,
Jay. Okay. Hi, my name is Dave Rashad Taylor. I'm running for Pike County Coroner. I promise to be efficient, ethical, and serve families in their time of need in office. I'm a graduate of Macomb, a graduate of Southwest, and a graduate of Lee Jackson State University. I'm employed at Cook's Enterprise Funeral Home. So on August 7th, please vote for David Rashad Taylor.
November.
Oh, I'm sorry, November.
Yeah, got you.
All right, ladies.
It's David Rashad.
So you will have 2 minutes for your response if you need it. And if not, then, you know, yield to the next candidate. So the first question is, what incentives do you plan to implement to modernize and improve the efficiency of the Circuit Clerk's Office of Pike County? Natalie?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Like I said, I intend to make things run, not that anything's wrong with the way that they're run. Passports, I don't know if you've gotten your passport in the Circuit Clerk's Office in the past few years, but most offices in the state have in-office passports, where you just take your documents and you do everything, and you don't have to leave, go to Walgreens and make pictures and come back. I actually help a lot of people with passports at Southwest in the library, because a lot of kids are going on mission trips. So that's one thing that I would do, is in-office passports instead of going to other places. I also would like to examine the staff and offer incentives for them to continue education. And I would like to see them rewarded for bettering themselves and for continuing their education.
Before you start, Ms. Brenda, can I please ask everyone to silence their phone? And if you have to have conversations, please go out for them in the hallway to where you won't interfere with the hearing of the candidates.
Being that we been working on bringing our office up to date where we used to have to live the hearing book, we have gone to go where we do all our filings to the NEC. So passports and marriage license, some of those things along with voter registration are restricted to who can do what, but as far as our office,